You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. Black Friday on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on.
It's our favorite black businesses. Assuming you're rooting for everybody that's black.
The phone line should be blowing up. Come on, black folks.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. Like, we have been facilitating this free 99 segment. I will tell you right now, as a black business owner, the majority of my expenditures that, man, I'm just be like, whew, but you got to do it, is promoting your business, marketing your business. And you got a whole station where our listeners are growing by the day. The Truth Station, our listenership, it just literally increases by the day. And people from all over the world tune into the truth. Since the election, the fact that this state of Wisconsin was a battleground state, we gained so much attention. We hosted the RNC. We were a battleground state. We've had so many notable guests over the past, you know, 4 or 5 months. And so please know that when we promote Black Business Friday, powered by We Energies, energy you can depend on, that is at least a cost savings, at least, y'all, of $5,000. Because to pay for an ad on this station, it is not inexpensive. And rightfully so. Because again, you have a huge listener base. And as Telly had mentioned, I cannot tell you how many times, whenever we've had a black business call in and promote their product or service or both, say to us, man, my business grew just from shouting out my black-owned business on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. The Truth Talk and Text Line, where we will listen to you promote your business for free to a significant amount of listeners all over the world. 833-212-1017. It actually kind of hurts my heart, y'all, that these phone lines don't be blowing up. Because even if you don't own a black business, you know somebody who does. Shout them out, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are people that I know I come across, DT, and they'll be like, hey, man, you know, shout out my business. I'm like, you know, every single Friday you can call in at the 8 o'clock hour and, you know, shout out your own business. And I just, you know, you mentioned it. We are less than a week away from Thanksgiving. We know, like, come on. Y'all got some sweet potato pies y'all selling or something, man, that you want out there. I mean, everybody don't eat pumpkin pie. Where are them sweet potato pies at?
Man.
I mean, this and is your time to come up.
If you know, there's going to be someone who says, well, Denise, you know, Telly, not everybody wants to speak on live air. Some people may be nervous. Well, this is your time to practice, because if you are an entrepreneur and you are navigating through nerves in terms of promoting your business, then find somebody on your team or in your network that'll call on your behalf. Because again, word of mouth, free 99 marketing promoting on a radio station, no cost. Come
man,
on, y'all.
I felt my mom's spirit just come over me, because you know what she would say? Like, so you nervous to call in, or so you nervous to make money too, huh?
Like, there you go.
We are well aware, DT and myself, that everybody aren't public speakers. I mean, things that come natural or easy for us don't come natural or easy for
exactly.
other people. But again, if there's a way, because if you are trying to market your business, you want to do it through social media, you want to do it through word of mouth, you want to use any avenue to get your product out there to give people a reason to come and try it. And there's no better way to do it than to call in. There are no restrictions, and you could just really let people know what your business is about. I can't remember. It was such a catchy one. He called in and he was like, look, I'm available 24 hours.
Yeah.
Insect guy. Yes. So, like, I mean, because he was like, look, insects don't take weekends off. You know, so, and it was so catchy, and it, you know, and he later told us, like, man, ever since I called into you all's show, things really, really started to pick up for me. So, again, it's Black Friday, powered by We Energies. Hit us up, 833-212-1017. If you can call in and talk about, you know, all the other craziness going on, you can call in and talk about your business.
Can you say it in louder for the folks in the back? We do have one, John. And but before we go to John really quick, Arnulfo, Armufo, and I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, on our Truth Talking text line says, I own a Mexican-owned business. Can I shout it out, or is it strictly Black-owned? Shout out your brown-owned business, brother. Call in 833-212-1017. All right, John, thank you for your patience. What is your Black business that you want to shout out today? You're live with DT and Telly.
Hey, guys, I've been on here before, but the name of my business is EPU Personal Self-Defense System, LLC. Basically, it's a public safety-owned business, minority-slash-veteran-owned business. And what we do there is empower women of color and train them with life-saving skills.
Awesome. How can people reach you? How can they learn more about your business?
You can reach me at 414-861-1643. The business will be in the finale pitch contest that's coming up next month. So hopefully we will take the prize on that. But there's a lot of other good businesses out there as well. So that's what I want to talk about the business. But they can shout out, give me a call. Like you said, we need public safety, and I'm on it.
Man, do we ever. And we appreciate you shouting out your business. That is definitely a business that we need to support and be more aware of. So thank you for that. Telly, I think we got another Black-owned business calling
in. Let's get it. Let's set a record today.
I love
today.
It. See, all we had to do was give him a little pep talk, Telly. I think we got Wesley. Wesley, you're live with DT and Telly. What is your Black business you want to shout out?
I want to shout out Labine's Beauty Salon. It's in between 49th and 50th on Center Street. It's an excellent place. I've been there many times. He's been there since, my whole life. It seems like that beauty salon has been there. And in between customers, I see him going around, talking to the people in the community and cleaning it up. He's a very awesome guy.
Oh, I love that.
See, thank you, Wesley. That's what we're talking about. Yes, yes. You say it's been there forever. Give us the information one more time again, Wesley.
That's the Labine's Beauty Salon, and that's in between 49th and 50th, right on Center Street.
All right. Let's go.
Thank
you so much for that call, Wesley.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, yes.
All right. Have a great day, Wesley. Yes, it is Black Business Friday, powered by We Energies. Energy you can depend on, and as Telly had mentioned before, he has received numerous, hey, Telly, thanks for shouting out our Black-owned business last week. Since then, our profit margin went up by 3%, and that 3% turns into 10%, 15%. Yeah. Let's mess up some commas, y'all. Let's
That's
go.
Right.
833-212-1017. It is Black Business Friday, so shout out your Black-owned business or a Black business that you love. And I'm waiting on,
yes.
Is it our new phone?
Because we talk about community, DT, and we talk about how we need to be there for each other. And what better time than now? We seeing where this country is going. You got to know you can't depend on the government. We're going to have to lean and depend on each other. And why not? What better way to do that than to support each other? And it's supply and demand. And and this is a great platform, again, to get your business out there and let it be known. And because there may be someone that's listening right now that may be looking for a specific service that you provide and didn't know how to get in touch with you before. So, again, hit us up, 833-212-1017, your Black or brown business. Give yourself a free plug.
That's what we're talking about. And speaking of plugs and nurturing our communities and rebuilding our wealth, there was a report by an organization known as Capital B News. And they're an organization that focuses on Black news, Black topics, etc. And I came across this article. And as I was reading it and doing some research, I wanted to share this with us, Truth Nation, because, again, for a number of Black Americans, especially after the election, regardless of whether you voted for Trump or voted for Harris, there's a lot of uncertainties that we are feeling that has further amplified our feelings of grief and anxiety. And so amid these fears of anti-Black policies, we want to share with you some strategies on how you can nurture your mental health. But before we do that, we got another Black business shout out. Let's keep it going. I'm loving this, Telly. Junior, you were live with DT and Telly. What is your Black business that you want to shout out? You're live.
Company names High Stone Artisans, do countertops, granite, marble, natural stone, engineered stone. It's located out in South Milwaukee. So if anybody needs any services, give me a call, 414-373-9006.
Can you give us that one more time, please? The contact information?
The contact information is 414-373-9006. I do free estimates in the Milwaukee County area.
Ooh, free estimates. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Free. That's my
we got that
word.
Number, and we are going to make sure we put that on our True Talking text line, so hopefully people can reach out to you and get those free estimates, and your business continues to grow. We appreciate you calling in and shouting out your business.
All right, thank
Absolutely.
You very much.
Yes, have a great day. Thank you. Have a great day as well. Ashley, don't give up. Ashley on the Truth Talking text line says she's trying to call, but the line is busy. Ricky, can we put Ashley on the VIP? 833-212-1017. Yeah. Ashley, if you are listening, call back right now. Ricky's busy, but we're going to go ahead and put you on that VIP list and make sure we take your call. So, again, I'm sorry?
We're going to give her the bat line.
We're going to give her the bat line.
Ashley.
Come on back, Ashley. Shout your Black-owned business. 833-212-1017. I'm loving this.
Yes, yes. Do we have
I'm
any
loving
more?
This.
I thought I saw Nay. Do we still have Nay on there, Ricky? All right. Nay, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We know Nay. And Nay, we appreciate you taking advantage of this. So please shout out your business one more time.
Hey, top of the morning to y'all. How y'all doing today on this beautiful Friday?
Wonderful. Great. Thank you.
Hey, that's good. Hey, y'all ain't got to ask me twice. Hey, I'm going to jump on and shout it out. I appreciate you, Telly. Hey, just in time for the holiday season, my candle bar, Woodwicks by the Wondrix. Hey, we offer a very unique creative experience in three simple steps. One, call, text, or email to make your RSVP. Two, come on in and explore our ever-growing array of fragrances. And three, simply create and enjoy. You guys can call me at area code 608-736-8108. Again, that's 608-736-8108. Or you can email me at woodwicks@email.com. Again, that's woodwicks@email.com. Again, I appreciate y'all giving me this moment, y'all.
We appreciate
Thank you.
You
so much,
Thank
man.
You. I
yes,
love me some good
yes.
candles, too. Y'all make sure y'all support this brother, because candles, they will turn a frown into a smile in 2.2 seconds. Don't say nothing to me when you get home. Here, baby, here's a candle I bought for you. Okay, I'm not mad anymore. All right, we got Diane and Ashley's back, too. Diane, thank you for your patience. What is the Black business that you want to shout out, because you are live with DT and Telly?
Good morning. I'm calling on behalf of the Sophisticated Man, located at 330 East Michigan in downtown Milwaukee, celebrating 50 years in business.
Mm. How many All years right. in business?
Ooh.
50 years since 1974.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So that means what y'all selling is amazing.
Yes.
Well, we dress men from head to toe in the finest, and we help them with all of their needs and special orders and clothing, shoes, whatever they need.
Diane, I know you. I've been there. Y'all hooked my dad up for his 75th birthday. I don't know if you remember me, but I came in there with one of my girlfriends, and y'all decked my dad out for his 75th. Y'all show you right. Yes, y'all. Go. No, give me the name of the business one more time and the location. I know y'all.
The Sophisticated Man Boutique.
In what street?
330 East Michigan Street, downtown.
That's y'all.
Milwaukee.
Isn't it you and your husband that run the store?
Well, it's family mostly, yes.
Okay. I know y'all. Y'all hooked my dad up. Yes. It's so good to hear your voice. Thank you for calling in, Diane. And my dad forever is indebted to y'all.
Okay. Well, listen, you all have a blessed holiday. And
thank you for taking my call. Absolutely. Ricky said we got to take Walter. Telly, Walter's been holding.
Okay.
Walter, okay. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your black business shout out?
Is it Walters or Walter?
Walters.
Hello? Walters. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're live. You got the mic.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Good morning, DT and Telly. Yes, this is Al Walters. I too have called in a while back, but since then I have obtained my real estate license. I am a home inspector. Been inspecting homes in around the Milwaukee area for 20 years, over 20 years. Person that's buying their home or selling their home for a pre-sale inspection, I can inspect it for them so that they know what they're looking at as far as if they have any issues before they sell their home. Now, I do mostly inspections for people that are buying homes. I'm the person that coming in and let you know what issues there are inside and out from top to bottom. I'm going to let you know what's going on to give you a good idea of if you want to buy the house or not. And if you do want to buy the house, what you're looking at as far as repairs and possibly cost of those repairs. And now that I have my real estate license, well, just think about that. Anybody that's about to list their house, I can inspect the house for them before they put it on the market, and they'll have a great idea of what they're looking at if they need to repair anything to get that house ready for sale.
Mr. Walters, how do we get in touch with you?
My number is 414-235-1101. My email is al@alwaltershomeinspection.com.
Okay.
And
home inspection.
If you just type in Walters Home Inspection, it'll pop up.
See, I love Mr. Walters. He already made it simple for us. Mr. Walters, thank you so much for calling in and shouting out your black-owned business. Ashley, Lana Banana, we see you. We got to just take a break really quick. We come back. We're going to go right to Ashley and Lana Banana to hear their black business Friday shout out. Stay locked in. Again, this is our Black Business Friday shout out powered by We Energies, energy you can depend on. And this is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, we will be giving away $6,000 worth of free commercial advertising for 3 months to 5 black businesses. Visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That is blackbusinessgiveback.com to sign up today. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on the truth. For official contest rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank member FDIC. Now, speaking of free advertising, of course, this is Black Friday, Black Business Friday, powered by We Energies. And let's head back to our True Talk and text line. Ashley, thank you for your patience, and we appreciate you holding on. Welcome to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. What is your Black business shout out today?
Good morning. I wanted to shout out my Black business, Captured by Bree Photography. I could be found on Facebook. The page is Captured by Bree, B-R-I. The logo is purple and black. I could also be found on Instagram, Captured by _Bree. I am a freelance right now. I'm by myself. I was working with a photography company, but I decided to branch off and make my own business. I do an array of photography. I do wedding destinations. I have a studio I can shoot in, event photography. So if you guys need a photographer that is reasonable and ready to work and very passionate about the art, hit me up because I got y'all.
I love it.
Wow. Yes,
Ashley said, if you want
too.
Somebody who's ready to work.
Yes.
Love yes, yes. Ready Not to work. Somebody. Ready to work.
Yeah. And Bree, before you say Captured by Bree is the name of your business, and DT was just talking about it earlier in the show. Is Thanksgiving a good time for, I mean, is that a busy time for you in terms of having a lot of family around and being able to capture those moments? I mean, hopefully we can help
yes.
enhance that, but is this typically a busy time for you?
It definitely is, but it's not busy enough for me to make some room in my schedule. We can always see if we could work something out. This is a great time to capture beautiful moments, especially it's a lot going on in the world. So it's special to me to capture cool and chill, just happy, calm moments with the family. Even stuff as simple as that, even if it's not as big as a birthday shoot or something like, or weddings, even though I do that as well, noted, but... Yes, the holiday is a great time, or people like to do Christmas photos or different holiday photos. I'm definitely open and available for all of it.
Ashley, I just got to say this
to
you.
Thank you so much.
You are incredible. I know your business is going to flourish even more in 2025 because even the way that you talk,
yes.
it's coming through the airwaves. How you said, look, I'm getting business, but there's never a not enough business for me. Don't worry about that. I'm going to make it do what it do. I love that, Ashley. And I wish
Amen,
you the
yes.
absolute amazing. Because I'm going to be, this is just me talking. We need more people like you who actually want to work, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
You feel me, sis? That ain't just
I
there to get a check.
Yes.
So I appreciate you, sis.
Amen.
Keep it,
Thank
and,
y'all
and,
so
and,
much.
Yeah, connect with
Thank
me
you.
On... Real Comp on Instagram, Ashley, so I can share your information on my IG because I love
will.
When I hear people who speak my love language. I'm Real Comp Coach, R-E-A-L-C-O-M-M Coach. So send me your information and I will share your business on my IG page today.
Yes, thank you. I definitely will. Thank y'all so much. I love y'all's show. I make sure I wake up early in the morning to start my day with y'all. I just want to say thank y'all so much.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much. I love
Bye.
That. That's how you.
Yes.
Mm,
yes.
She got it.
I mean, you talk about saying the right things. We always talk Man. About what people should say. Those are the things you should say. I'm ready to work. I'm reliable. I'm dependable. I'll get you in there. It doesn't matter the size of the event. Basically, what she just told me, she is going to apply the same energy for a birthday party as she would for a wedding.
Come on.
Everything has the utmost importance. Like, I mean, you could just hear it. And that's how you get business. That's how you get people that
yes.
want to come and patronize what you got going. Because if just by simply saying, hey, I'm here to do the work. I'm here to make you happy. I'm not here to just get a check and complain.
Man. That's why when she said that, I was like, okay, yeah, I need to get to know Ashley more in terms of her business and make sure. And that's another thing, too, that I love about this segment and I love about Truth Nation, because when we take advantage of free marketing it just demonstrates the contrary belief that we don't support each other. Because we do. And that's why I'm going to make sure that I share Ashley's information on my IG page. Now, I don't have, you know, 10,000 followers, but I do have a significant amount to where somebody is going to see Ashley's business and reach out to her. And that's how we support each other, because other communities, they have no problem promoting their business. And remember,
and DT, I was just going to say, it doesn't even matter how many of the followers, it's who is following you. It doesn't matter. You could have a million followers, but if none of them, you know, really exist like that, it doesn't matter. But yeah, as long as the right ones are, but that is cool to spread the word like that. And that's how you help support and continue to grow small businesses. And one day they don't even have to be small. We have Lana Banana. We still have Lana Banana. Good morning, Lana Banana. What black business shout out? We lost Lana. Okay. But again,
our apologies, Lana Banana. You can call back if you can. You can call back. We apologize.
Yes, please do. No, because the spirit moved me. Ashley, we are so I'm saying we're so glad that Ashley called back and held on, because again, that is something that it's free advertising, it's free marketing, and get your business, get your product out there, especially if you think you got something good, you want people to come and check it out.
And you could hear that through Ashley's, the passion just came through the airwaves. And so I'm going to commit to being more intentional about sharing other black owned businesses on my black business IG page. Cause that's, again, it just demonstrates like, oh wow, if Denise is sharing somebody else's business, or if Telly's sharing somebody else's business, I should do the same thing too. It's infectious. So let's keep shouting out our black owned businesses and brown owned businesses that we love and support and even own. Speaking of support, briefly, as we had shared during the top of the show, for many black Americans, we continue to increase our awareness and our responsibility to our mental health. And especially after the election, regardless of how you voted, this is not a Trump administration post mental health care segment or a Harris administration, Biden administration. This is for black folks that have continued to navigate through what appears to be anti-black policies. And for a lot of us, we haven't had the platforms to acknowledge that these feelings are not just important to manage, but essential to our physical as well as mental health. And so it's normal. I want to say this to us, Telly. It is normal to feel a plethora of emotions during this time of the year. And when we add on the fact that we have a new administration coming in to the White House, a lot of these realities can be difficult for us. And so as you are dealing with that, on top of if you work in predominantly white environments, remember, whether it's intentional or not, black and brown people face microaggressions every day, unconscious bias. And this leads to chronic stress, and it leads to eroding our mental well-being. And so if you work in a predominantly white environment where there are not specific policies or support networks that address microaggressions, which then result in chronic stress, you got to make sure that you're aware of how to manage that independently. So make sure that during this holiday season, if you don't do anything else, find or build a supportive network. Come up with self-care routines. I know, Telly, you work out. That's a part of self-care, because that's a time where it's just you and the gym, and you get to focus on your self-care.
Yes. No, that's so true. And there's other ways too. I mean, everyone isn't going to work out, and I get it. You may not have the time or whatever, but, you know, take time to meditate. Like, I just feel like there's 24 hours in a day. You meaning to tell me I can't take 30 minutes to myself? I can't take an hour to myself and make it about me? So, because you bring up a lot of valid points, DT, especially this time of year, because the holidays aren't always a festive time for everyone. I mean, it's a time, you know, where, you know, people may be dealing with loneliness or dealing with a tragedy that happened around this time, and they're constantly reminded, you know, by them. And I mean, I'll use myself as an example. You know, when my mom passed in 2017, it was, you know, our favorite holiday, and which is Thanksgiving. And so Thanksgiving clearly hasn't been the same since 2017 for me, but it continues to get better. But again, this isn't always a festive time for everyone. And there are a lot of times where you do need to prioritize your mental health more than you probably do other times of the year. And it's okay to do that.
Yes. And I know we got to take a break, and we also have a caller. I have a dear friend. Her name is Dr. Raquel Martin, and she's one of the most sought after Black clinical psychologists in the world. And she's actually mentoring my daughter, who's currently in doctorate school at the University of Evansville, for her clinical psychological doctorate. So I just want to share something with her, and I'm going to encourage you to follow her. And I'm going to actually reach out to her today and see if we can get her as a guest on the show next week. I know next week is a short week due to the holiday, but it's really quick. This came from her latest Instagram post, and it says, even when you brace for impact, it doesn't make the reality any less heavy. This is not a time to jump into action. It is not a time to ask more from those who've given everything to steer us toward progress, i.e. Black women. This is a time for grief, for deep breaths, safe spaces, and the simple act of holding each other. The country's flaws are deep and the weight is real, but through it all, we remain. We'll rise when we're ready on our terms for our communities and ourselves. So definitely make sure that you're also getting that rest. You can follow Dr. Martin. Her IG handle is Raquel Martin, PhD. That's R-A-Q-U-E-L, Martin, PhD. And she gives video, she provides videos and information and ways that you can manage any types of feelings of hopelessness, grief, frustration, or void, especially for Black people. So I'm going to see if I can get her on the show with us, Telly, next week. In the meantime, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll go to our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, the award-winning 1017 The Truth is the proud home of Milwaukee Panthers basketball. The Panthers are back at home to host the Cream City Classic at UWM Panthers Arena. They start the Classic off tonight against the Portland State Vikings. Scott Wars has the coverage starting at 6:30 p.m. on 1017 The Truth and the Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is set for 7 o'clock.
And keep in mind, Truth Nation, at Old National Bank, they know there is nothing small about keeping up a small business. That's why they've developed their Empowerment Loan Program to help give people of color and women-owned businesses equal access to funds up to $5 million. That's right, $5 million. This substantial commitment shows that Old National Bank truly believes that every small business deserves the opportunity to change their community in a big way. Learn more today by visiting oldnational.com/empowerment loan. Old National Bank, get old. All loans are subject to credit approval. Minimum loan amount, $25,000. Additional program qualifications or restrictions may apply. For full details, contact an Old National small business banker. DJ Ricky on the ones and twos. Are you ready? It's Friday. You know what time it is. Ricky, we're going to get into truth-telling hits.
Telly Hughes may be a two-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, but does he know his classic Black music? We will find out now as DT will put Telly's black music knowledge to the test with Truth Telling Hits on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Let's see what you got.
Now, Telly, this is going to be real easy. I know you're going to keep your black card. You've held it down for, I would say, a good 4 weeks in a row. Like, you are the consecutive, undisputed Truth Telling Hits with Telly champion. This edition is going to be real easy. We're going to just keep it Turkey Day songs. These are going to be six songs that are traditionally played in the house on Thanksgiving Day. Whether you cooking, whether you watching the game, whether you sipping on something, whether you just walking around the house complaining about life. These are the typical songs, or some of the songs that you may hear. So let's get it started. We're going to play six songs. All Telly has to do is name the artist or the group that is performing the song or the title of the song. If he gets both, he gets a bonus. Truth Nation, please help Telly out. 833-212-1017. Song number one.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
It's been his year, too. This has been his year.
Oh, yeah.
Who we got? Name the artist of course, and the song got, title.
We got Usher, baby. And, leave the one I'm with.
No.
You make me wanna.
There you go.
There
you go. Usher, you make me
wanna. Thanks for making me feel like I was the the dumbest
person
in the world.
You didn't make you feel nothing. You felt that.
Yeah, I was like, no, no.
I just said no.
You make me want to buy Usher. No, you're right. You did.
I think we should not focus on how Ricky and I responded, more so than why do you not know that song title? that's the opportunity.
You make me want to.
He focused about how we reacted to Ricky. And I'm like,
see,
you didn't
I'm going to tell you, DT, I
Usher?
Get so nervous, and I think I get in my head. When you talk about how easy something going to be, it's normally not that easy for me.
Okay, that's fair.
So I was in my head a little bit. But yes, you make me want to buy Usher.
You make me want to buy Usher. Here we go. And I promise, this is real light. This is lightweight songs today. Song number two, okay. Thanksgiving holiday songs. Here we go. Who you got?
You don't know what you do to me.
Name the artist.
I'm going to go with Aaliyah and yes. One in a Million.
Hey, there you go. See, Telly? Telly's sticking his chest out. I know that's right. All right. Song? Yes, champion. Would you like to say anything?
Oh, no, I haven't said anything.
Okay, all right.
No, nothing.
Song number three.
Dark Child 99.
Say my name. No one is around you.
I think I'm going to be like, I didn't listen to these songs. Anybody listen? I'm a grown man. I didn't listen to no Destiny's Child. Watch
it. Well, thanks for giving me the answer.
Yep, I gave you part of it. You got the artist, the group.
Say my name.
There you got it. Say my name, Destiny's Child. All right, let's keep this going, Truth Nation. Feel free to help Telly out as he is working to keep his black card as we are into the Truth Telling Hits with Telly segment. The theme today is Thanksgiving songs. These are some songs that potentially you can hear playing throughout the house on Thanksgiving holiday, which, again, if you do not already know, is next Thursday. Here we go, y'all. Song number four.
I know his name because I'm trying to figure out, does he have anything other than this song? But it's Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. Does he have any other songs outside of this?
He does, but they weren't hits. And you know what? I'm okay with that, because all I need is just one hit. Just give me one hit. I will be a one-hit wonder. Look,
I ain't hating on that. I was just curious, bam, because this song is so good, it's so catchy and universal. It don't matter where in the country you are, this song comes on, people know it.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a hit, and I'm sure he just calls a variety of venues and nightclubs across the world and say, hey, y'all looking for entertainment tonight? It's me, Mark, Return of the Mac. Which what we doing? 5,000, 10,000, what's going on? Seriously, like he can literally tour the rest of his life.
I got one song for you.
On that song, I ain't mad at him. All right, here we go. Song number 5.
Oh no.
Keep my arm out.
Why do you say oh no?
Shining star.
Keeping it real, son. Oh, girl. That's right, son.
Yo, new.
No, I was saying, oh Lord. Because I heard Mariah's voice. I was like, hold on. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, we save it after next week. Don't you worry about that, Telly. Don't you worry.
Japan, are you in the house? Everybody, are you in the house? Baby, come on.
Baby, come on. Baby, come on. Baby, come on.
What we got, Telly? You got to name all the artists.
Mariah Carey featuring ODB, Old Dirty. And,
oh my gosh, are you kidding me? He's on the news every
day. I know, I'm having a brain. I know, I'm having a brain.
Diddy.
Ooh, and he is on the news every day.
Okay, so he's on the news every day. He just got a lost look. How do you file a lawsuit against somebody and then less than 24 hours you say, psych? Did you see that? There's a 39-year-old man that accused Diddy of sexual assault, and then literally his attorney, well, I guess the judge was like, nah, we not entertaining. Like, come on now. We ain't got time for all these lawsuits, y'all. Get it together. Really quick before we go to the last song.
Yes, but the song was Fantasy.
Yes.
I never say it, but yes.
Really quick, breaking news if you haven't already heard. Did you know that Jonathan Majors' ex-girlfriend dropped the lawsuit that basically caused Marvel Comics to take about probably would have been $30 million from his bank account? Yeah. I'll just leave it there.
Now.
Sure did.
Now she should be afraid.
Now she should go to jail.
After her now. Yeah.
Yeah, she should go to jail.
I mean,
people
just
like that.
Ruined that man's career. Like,
Marvel Comics movie. And now she talk about, psych, I was just playing. He didn't really do all that stuff. He.
Wow.
Anyway, I digress. I know. Telly, look.
That is. Oh gosh, that is sickening, man. That someone can actually take your career in a matter of a statement and throw everything that you worked hard for. That is.
When I read that last night, I had to pray, and I prayed for Jonathan Majors. Because the Most High, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. So I just kept saying that prayer because Jonathan Majors went through it and she has, but I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna leave it alone. Yeah. Y'all gonna learn. All
no
right.
New friends. That's song, why, yeah. No.
Song number, look, y'all gonna learn. Song number 6.
You know what?
Right.
No doubt.
God, dog.
No doubt.
It hit right. Different, don't it?
Play on. Play
yeah. No diggity, play no on. Doubt.
Man.
Fitting last words. I mean, fitting last song.
What we got, Telly?
Well,
that was a classic.
That is Blackstreet and Dr. Dre. No diggity.
And
again,
somebody else.
You missed somebody.
You're missing one other person. With the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original Queen Penn.
Is it Teddy
Riley? Queen Penn. Oh. She's the one that did the dope.
Teddy
verse.
Riley and Blackstreet. You can't.
Well, no, I was talking about Queen Penn.
Yeah, I didn't know she was in that.
Yeah. She does the big drop, the bar on in the middle. That's when they had like the intermission and they would drop the bars in the halfway point of the song, but they don't do that.
Oh yeah. I didn't know about that.
Cause that's Black Street. Yeah, that's her. All right, you know, a party ain't a party. Wingpen, no. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ricky, what's the verdict?
Is Telly
keeping his black card?
Yeah, he passed.
There you go, Telly. You passed. Once again, Telly keeps his black card, and here is his theme music. We're going to let it ride, y'all. When we come back, Telly and I will give you our truth of the matter and get you ready for nine more hours of Milwaukee live Black Talk Radio. Stay locked in. Sharp as a machete. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive, it's alive, your head spin. Stop going that one way to that dead end. Put your yellow cowboy hard. Better bring some water.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, thank you so much again for making Truth Be Told with DT and Telly the best morning show on planet Earth. We appreciate you. A lot of us are going to be outside getting ready for Thanksgiving next week. Just remember, it's okay to rest. It's okay to say no. It's okay to tell people, look, I need a break. I need to put myself first. It's okay to say that. Calm down, relax, rest. No is a complete sentence. That's my truth of the matter.
And just to piggyback off of that, DT, just like I said before, it's okay to prioritize your mental health, because this is a time where this means different things for different people. And it could be a very happy time for some people. It could be a very sad time for other people. But again, if you know what this time of year does and means to you, just try to do your best to protect your peace going into it, knowing that this is a difficult time, but this too shall pass. So again, prioritize yourself. Make sure that you go into the season and come out of this season a better person.
There you have it. Up next, nine more hours of Milwaukee Live Black Talk Radio. Make it a great weekend. Be safe. Tell somebody you love them. We love you. Lord willing, we will hear and see you on Monday.
Peace out.